The rite of fascination. The rite of fascination, otherwise known as a love potion. How do I get that girl to fall in love with me? How do I get that boy to fall in love with me? Put mushrooms in your cup and herbs in your cup and you drink and all will be well. All your problems will be solved through love. Now, you may have noticed that that doesn't always work out quite as intended. So again, the tantric practitioners take the rite of fascination and of conjuring love, and they do this thing where it's like the rite of fascination in Buddhist practice charms the hearts of all living beings. And it makes reality, as the Buddha evokes reality, the most attractive object of all. That's what you want to set your heart upon. And what you set your heart upon, that you become. And that's the magic that they do with the rite of fascination. This recalls a bit the stuff we've touched on most weeks with the Platonists and the Neoplatonists, where there's an idea that behind every object in the mundane world, there's an absolute beautiful object, a world of perfect form that can somehow be reached. And in a way, you're taking that sort of energy and trying to say, okay, you want the beautiful? You want the beautiful as the ultimate? Charm the heart of all beings, charm your own heart, and move towards it in every single way, with every fibre of your being. Every thought, every moment, you fascinate yourself with the possibilities. The right of prospering. The right of prospering. Wealth. Riches. King Midas. What wish would you like? I'd like everything to turn to gold. Everything I touch to turn to gold. Now, King Midas is treated in Ovid's Metamorphoses quite without mercy in a way. You get this fantastic story of Midas going around and touching everything foolishly. He touches his daughter, she turns to gold. He touches his food, it turns to gold. He touches his wine, it turns to gold slush in his mouth. He can't get love, he can't get nourishment. And when eventually the god Apollo takes it from him in pity, he doesn't really learn. So beware the right of prospering in the mundane world. But in the Buddhist tantric diamond way, the right of prospering is the mind's capacity to mature and develop. You can go beyond your inner Midas when it comes to what makes you wealthy and what makes you wise.